Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
I'm Dave Cohen, along with Mike Dettillier, as we talk about the weather, the emergency response, and we'll mix in some sports and some of the news of the day from the sports world for you as we continue along here until 8 o'clock on WWL. Bobby Hebert will join us in the 6 o'clock hour. Joining us right now, the president of Jefferson Parish, Cynthia Lee Chang. President Chang, I know it's been a rough 2 days. Thank you so much for joining us to update everyone on what's going on over there. How are you holding up?
I'm good. Well, it's certainly been a unique 2 days, that's for sure. Very, not what we expected in this year. So
no,
but beautiful, but beautiful.
It seems we more and more have to expect the unexpected, though.
Absolutely. I think so. Yeah. Today was a big day for us, you know, with Mother Nature cooperating and a lot of the snow melting and us trying to clear a pathway for emergency vehicles. I feel a lot better that, you know, our fire services will be able to get around and EMS and ambulances will be able to get around. So today was a big day for us.
Now, a lot of the interior arteries that allow that emergency response, allow first responders to respond to calls and emergencies, that was the priority. Next, I think a lot of obviously the residents are wondering, okay, when will stores, restaurants, groceries, everything else be opening up? When will the interstate be open? When can we expect that kind of next big leap towards life starting to return to normalcy?
Yeah, I think what happens is we really made a lot of headway today. And, you know, just with the emergency services, because, you know, yesterday our emergency services were getting stuck and could maybe only respond to life-threatening events or structural fires. So today was a big day. I think, you know, that it's going to freeze tonight again, and that's our concern, is that what didn't melt and will turn to ice, and it'll be very, very hazardous conditions. If I was out, I didn't even go out with my own car. I had, you know, a truck pick me up so I could go out and look at the snow plowing operation we had going on. It's really sludgy, you know, ice out there. And I looked at that road, I said, when that freezes, that is really going to be dangerous when cars are not going to be able to control themselves. So we still have to get through tonight. Tomorrow is supposed to be like today, my meteorologist said. So we'll have another big melt tomorrow, and I feel we'll be in a much, much better place tomorrow when we get above freezing temperatures, probably tomorrow morning. So you know, in a few hours, we're going to go freezing again all through the night. And that's why, you know, we close government tomorrow, because the morning commute would be very, very dangerous and a lot of accidents. And we really don't want first responders responding to people getting in accidents. We just need to wait it out a little bit. Mother Nature's going to cooperate with us like she did today. And I think by tomorrow at this time, we're going to even be in a much, much better position.
The state of Louisiana brought in plowing teams from Arkansas. The city of New Orleans brought in plow companies from Indiana. Where are you getting the plows and the plowers to make all this progress in Jefferson Parish?
So my understanding is the company from Indiana just kind of came down on their own. And I think that's the same company that you saw working in New Orleans. We contacted them as well, and they brought in additional trucks, or some of the trucks they had in the area. I know we've requested additional ones, and we were able to contract with them as well. So we use them as well today, and we also put our own trucks out with our own, you know, front loaders and our own dump trucks working along with trying to clear a pathway for for the major, you know, north, south, and east, west roadways. So we have a clear path to the hospital. So our own vehicles, and then we also used the services of the snowplow company that came in. And I think my understanding is they just kind of came in on their own, like entrepreneurial spirit. And we did price some other ones that, and you know, this was what we decided to go with, which was actually a cheaper price for us to contract with them.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Cynthia, this is Mike. One of the things I think a lot of people would like to know, because I've been through this before in another line of work, is that the bind that a water system gets put into, because of the fact we've had a couple nights where people have been, you know, dripping their water, and we live in a community where there's a lot of raised homes. Some have insulated piping, some don't. But that puts a tremendous strain on the water system itself, and I know a lot of times it happens here in Lafourche, they've asked to kind of have some restraints during the daytime while you're up and kind of using water, if it's washing your hands or flushing the toilets or whatever. But in cooking, how is the water system held up in Jefferson Parish? Because you got another night of this tonight and quite possibly another one tomorrow for Thursday night, Friday morning.
Well, you're right. I mean, we have a very old water system. You know, we raised the rates a couple years ago. So every January, people see an increase in their rates, and we always get a round of complaints about it. But that was really our investment into bringing, you know, Jefferson Parish people a modern water system. But it's going to take us a long time to get there. We have 20 years worth of projects to do. And so, yeah, I mean, we see this after a hurricane. Everybody's working on, they're thinking about roads and electricity being on. And we're also trying to manage, you know, making sure our water and sewer system, you know, are okay. So these public work systems are vulnerable and they take a big hit. But, you know, I talked to my water director this morning and he was like, we're in a race against time. We're in a race against time. We have more breaks. On any given week, we have 500 breaks. But we are expecting to have more breaks. We're trying to maintain the pressure so we don't have to put the whole area in a boil water advisory. We did have to call a boil water advisory for Chenier down, you know, to protect the island and just take those residents and kind of put them under a boil water advisory to try to maintain the pressure on the rest of Grand Isle. So, you know, he called me this morning. He says, I think we're going to have to do that today. And I said, well, we have to do it. Just let us know when we have to do it. And, you know, they're in a race against time fighting these breaks. So it's a big strain on a water system. It is a very, very big strain on a water system.
Can they dig in these conditions when you have 6, 8, 10, 18 inches, like they said they had at the foot of the causeway on the Metairie side? Can they dig and get through the snow, through the ice, through the frozen ground and to the pipes to make the repairs?
I know yesterday we couldn't, and I know today we were starting to, you know, today was better and we were starting to repair the pipes, but yesterday was just, no, we could not go out in that yesterday. So we did have, you know, breaks where people were out of water, and I know today, you know, we were getting more breaks, isolated breaks, but trying to maintain the pressure. But our teams are working really hard, and it really is almost like a race against time. You know, you're trying to stop the breaks, maintain the pressure in the whole system. It's something that they juggle with, and like he said, we're racing against time. That's what he said this morning. So that's why the message was still to conserve water. I know everybody's home, but we really need people to cooperate with us, and because we're trying to keep the pressure maintained in the whole system.
Cynthia, what about the power outages in the area? Dave and I were talking about this last night. Had you told me this a week ago, we were on until midnight last night. There were less than 5,000 people in the state of Louisiana without power. Now, if you don't have power, you're cold and it's miserable. But to see this event happen and have less than 5,000 people, to me, that's remarkable. And we were lucky it was a snow event and not the ice event. But in Jefferson Parish, how was it looking as far as power outages in that area?
It was like, I think what a lot of people experienced, it was just scattered here and there. No major outages. It was never an issue that we were having to put on the front burner, so to speak. You know, our sewer system relies heavily on an electrical system that would have put us in a bad way. But no, we were very, very fortunate that it was a snow event and there was no major infrastructure damage to the electrical infrastructure. Very, very fortunate on that front.
President Chang, a lot of times, and we're seeing it right now, one of the chief concerns people have in emergency incidents is, when are you going to pick up my garbage? And it always kind of surprises me how high on the priority list that moves. But I just got another text. Someone wanted to ask you, when will garbage pickup resume?
Probably not until Friday. I don't know if we'll have it on Thursday. You know, our trucks were following, you know, our rule, if I said it was too dangerous for us, for our employees to get to work, they were kind of taking the same view of, then we're not going to put our people on the streets. It's going to happen. I know probably there's even more garbage at people's homes because everybody's been at home, but we will get back to normal soon. And I know we're closed tomorrow, Thursday, I'm losing track of my days here, but we close
everybody
government on
is.
Thursday.
You're not alone in that.
I know. I have to think of what day it is. But we'll resume it back as soon as we can, and we'll get that out. So I'm thinking by Friday the trucks will be out there, and we'll get back to normal.
Mike, anything else you want to ask Cynthia before we let her get back to work managing this crisis?
Cynthia, one of the things I think we try to emphasize here on WWL, but I think also, too, they love to hear the parish officials talk about, unless it's an emergency, you have to be on the highway. The police stay off it at least until after, you know, noon tomorrow, because there is still so much work to be done. And if something would happen, you're just sort of messing up the situation that has been cleared so far. So I think from you, I think the people of Jefferson Parish would like to hear that kind of comment about it. Unless you really need to be on the highway, the police stay home.
Right. We just need another, you know, tomorrow at this time, we're going to be in so much better shape. Like I said, the water out there, the ice that's melted, but, you know, we're in a few hours, we're going to go back to freezing temperatures. It's going to be all ice, very, very treacherous road conditions. I would not even go out myself unless I had, you know, a team member in a truck come pick me up. I would not even venture out on my own. I have not. Without somebody driving me in the proper equipment. So please, I know people are antsy, want to get out, but no. And I've talked to the sheriff a lot of times over this event. There has been accidents, but luckily most people have stayed home, but people have gotten stranded. We're almost out of this. Again, tomorrow, when we go above freezing, it's going to look how far we've got today. If you looked at the buildup at your house and look how far we got today, how much melted today, another day like that will get us out of this thing. So we just need a little bit more patience. We're almost out of this. Today was a huge day, more than more than I'd say after a hurricane. Like, we bounced forward a lot today. And when you try to compare it to a hurricane, that first day after, you just don't feel like you see anything happening. So a lot happened today. But by tomorrow, when the Mother Nature cooperates with us, at this time, we're going to be in a much, much better place.
Jefferson Parish President Cynthia Lee Shang, thank you for all of your hard work and for keeping
thank
us posted
you.
Here on WWL.
Thank
Stay
you.
Warm tonight. All right,
thank
Mike. Thank you, President Shang.